Attorneys for both sides questioned witnesses all morning in the state's trial against Rachelle Waterman. Waterman, accused of conspiracy in a murder plot against her mother, was a Craig High School student when Lori Waterman's body was found incarcerated in a wrecked van off a logging road on Prince of Wales Island. Those who took the stand this morning detailed Rachelle Waterman's behavior in the day following the grisly find. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
This is the second trial for Rachelle Waterman. A 2006 jury could not come up with a verdict, and many of the witnesses who testified today in the ongoing trial against Waterman in Anchorage were called back to the stand. State District Attorney Stephen West and Waterman's attorney, Stephen Wells, cross-examined school personnel, family, friends, and others who were near to Waterman on the day after her mother went missing. Joan Kuntz was an administrator at Craig High School in November of 2004. She said on the witness stand that Rachelle Waterman had mentioned that her mother, quote, probably had driven drunk and gotten in an accident. Rachelle Waterman made similar comments to at least three other people that day. Craig teacher John Westfall told attorneys that Rachelle Waterman told him her mother probably, quote, ran off the road someplace. D.A. Stephen West told jurors on Monday that investigators had found that accused murderers Jason Arendt and Brian Riddell had planned to murder Lori Waterman, then make it look like a DUI accident. But they failed in creating that scenario and burned the van and the body instead. Rachelle Waterman was in Anchorage on the Sunday her mother was abducted and killed, returning to school on Monday morning. Cheryl Fifield was an administrator at the Kluwak School during that time. Fifield testified that starting in September of 2004, Rachelle Waterman made 2 to 3 calls a week to school janitor Jason Arendt.
I would always ask who it was, and after a while, so I recognized her voice, and I would ask who was calling so that I could tell whoever I was bringing to the phone or transferring a call to who wanted to speak with them. She would just say, Rachelle. She would ask to speak with Jason. There was no extension that I could reach him at, so I would physically leave my desk, go and find him, and he would always stop what he was doing and come to speak with her.
Fifield also said that on the Monday following the discovery of Lori Waterman's body, she heard a knock on her office door. Rachelle Waterman went to the Kluwak School in search of Jason Arendt.
I was kind of surprised to see her, and I was wondering a little bit what I was going to say to this girl. Everyone on the island knew that her mom was missing, and that her mom's burnt-out van with her body inside had been located. I went over and opened the door for her, said hello, and she came right in. Her chin was up. She was smiling at me. Said she wanted to see Jason. A little surprised just at her attitude.
But Waterman's attorney, Stephen Wells, tried to show memory can be faulty, especially in the case of witnesses that had no previous record of testimony. Much of the evidence hangs on phone records, notably on a record of a call Rachelle Waterman made to Arendt from Anchorage on a borrowed cell phone the weekend of the murder. Jason Arendt and Brian Riddell, who have already pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and are serving prison time, are expected to testify this week. I'm Ellen Lockyer.